Blog Talk Radio. Messiah prayed. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, and we're going to get ready and tone in. Recognizing that there's only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that my God is not. Let's get ready and breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so as we center our breath, then, our thoughts begin by breathing in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, recognizing there's power in the breath, holding it to the count of eight, recognizing that there is power in the breath, releasing through the mouth, and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, and remember to breathe into the heart. Family, I want you to breathe into the heart. And so I want you to prepare yourself. Center your mind and be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Let's breathe. And release. Power in the breath. I want you to breathe in again. Don't forget to breathe deep into the diaphragm. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, breathe. There's power in the breath. Breathe. And last time, don't forget to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to be intentional. Breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and all precious, and Holy Spirit, I come before you today, Holy Spirit, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from the highest source of my higher myself. From the transcending power, come, Holy Spirit. As I remove every human created thought, come on, Holy Spirit, and cleanse every thought. As I remove every human created ego, come, Holy Spirit, and cleanse every cell in my body. As you cleanse in my heart anything that is not serving a higher purpose, come, Holy Spirit, and anoint my words this morning. That my words may be your words, my thoughts may be your thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray these things over each and every person under the sound of my voice, that every human created ego will be removed right now, God, that every human created thought will be removed right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint each person under the sound of my voice right now, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and raise the vibratory energy of this call right now, God. As I call forth the greater version of each and every person right now, God, who hear these words, as I call forth the greater version of each person who will come to the recorded line to hear this word right now, God, I ask you to come and raise the vibratory energy of each and every person, raise the frequency level, God, oh, that we can be removed from our own thoughts, God. That we may come in this space, in this right now moment, and come empty, God, that we may be filled by the presence of our higher mind self, our beloved I Am presence, beloved God, God is consciousness, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and let this be one mind, one love, in a one space, God, in a collective, powerful place of love, God. I just thank you right now for this opportunity to come together in your name, God. I thank you for this opportunity. You said, God, where two or more gathered in your name, Holy Spirit, in the name and nature and consciousness of the Christ energetic expression, presence is there. We thank you right now for this opportunity to come together in one mind, anointing the thoughts, removing from ourselves any unbelief, Holy Spirit. Removing anything that is not serving a higher purpose, Holy Spirit. Asking you to come in and come forth with the very purpose of our design right now, God. That we can hear it right now, God. That we will know it right now, God. That we will own it right now, God. That we will open our voice and shout to the world whatever words that are made manifest in you right now, God. That we can speak the words that are our truth, God. And know that we can honor someone else's experience. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for the opportunity to come together and honor each other's stories, God, because we know that our story just might be the blessing that someone else might be to you. We thank you for this Tell Your Truth Out Loud, because there's something about telling your truth out loud. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for having a voice, God. We give thanks for the opportunity to give voice to our dreams this morning, Holy Spirit. We give thanks to give voice to our truth this morning, God. We give thanks for the opportunity to just stand in the knowing that our presence liberates others when we stand in our truth, in our authenticity, in our transparency. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. And then when we honestly know that we attract into our space the story we tell ourselves, so that we can tell our story from a place of what we used to understand, and now that we know better, we'll do better, Holy Spirit. I just give thanks for the evolution. I give thanks for the revolution. I give thanks for the evolving ascension of each and every one of us. To grow into where we came from, which is love. Thank you for the anointing of love. Thank you for a fresh anointing today, Holy Spirit. Thank you today for the opportunity to stand in love, speak in love, walk in love. Thank you, God. In the mighty consciousness of love, in the mighty nature of love, I say amen. And just breathe. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning. To the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the ethers, the water. Good morning to our most angelic, most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, family. Good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke your presence into this call, come, angels, and sit at the table with us this morning. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke the presence of you into this call, we honor your presence. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, ascended masters. As we invoke and invite your presence into this call, thank you, ascended masters. And as we invite each and every one of our master guides and our spirit guides into this call, we say good morning, good morning. As we invoke and invite them into this call, the unseen committee, we honor your presence in our lives. And good morning to our ancestors. As we just sit 1 minute and just think of our ancestors, to those who walked this journey before us, to those who were a part of the lineages of who we are today. We give honor to those ancestors this morning as we invite and invoke their presence into this call, as we come as one and stand as many this morning. We know our ancestors are with us. Good morning, ancestors, and we send absolute love and homage to you this morning as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, my mother, who was the vehicle to the planet, Miss Colette Grant, I honor your presence, who midwife this call. Good morning, family. As we send love into our descendants, those who will come behind us, those who will reap the benefits of the work and the prayers that we make happen today, those who will benefit from us, we send love. Love into our descendants this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Love, love to the gods and goddesses. Peace, peace to the kings and queens. I'm absolutely excited to be in the presence of millionaires and billionaires, new inventors, and all the new inventions that will come from this line, from those who have a mind to bring forth new businesses, new books, and new ideas. I honor your presence this morning. Love, love to my love journey family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You superly.
Wow, we're going to get started by listening to Reverend Ike today. This is a powerful, when I tell you, a powerful interview with Reverend Ike about the three levels of money. We're going to talk about that today. I'm super excited. So I want you to pay close attention, because today we're going to learn about three levels of money. Have you ever thought about the three different levels of money? Well, here, this is a rare interview with Reverend Ike on a teleconference line. Oh.
Welcome to this wonderful call, this historical moment with the awesome Reverend Ike. And he is the success and prosperity preacher. He has been a minister, a teacher, a motivator, evangelist, counselor, and pastor to millions of people for well over 50 years. And he dared to go. Can you guys imagine what it was like back then, where theologians, Bible teachers, and preachers would not? And he had his, you know, amazing TV show, radio, huge meetings, and he had the nerve to teach prosperity now, long before anybody else. I mean, I know that even today, some of our closest friends and family will say we're all nuts, we're all woo-woo because we're into mind science and that we're into loving God in us. And Reverend Ike is the minister who really, really started this. He just started with a handful of faithful supporters And then he turned those people how to get turned on to life to show them. He's the one who said how to be, do, and have. Everybody else is plagiarized and shares it later, but Reverend Ike is the one who started it all. He's attracted and taught people from all over the world, ordinary people, rich, poor, famous, movie stars, political figures, sports champions, even priests and rabbis. He is, to this day, he has thousands of testimonies and letters pouring in still to this day from all over the world, from the absolute amazing stuff that people have received, good health, healing, joy, love, success, prosperity, good fortune, and more money. So we are so excited and honored to have Reverend Ike on the call. Everybody give Reverend Ike some love.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I draw you into my consciousness and reality of divine love, success, prosperity, good fortune, and infinite money. And it's good to be here with you today.
Thank you so much, Reverend Ike. Thank you for helping wake and shake up this world to their true God-given potential, which you teach and we all know now is unlimited. You are the greatest person I know who teaches us all how to be all that we can be. So if we could just start, if you could give us a little bit about how, I've just muted everybody out now, but we can bring them back in at any time, everybody that's on the call. How did you begin this amazing ministry? It must have been so challenging back then.
Well, yes. It's interesting. I started preaching when I was 14. And way back then, and increasingly, people's great problem and hang-up seemed to have been the lack of money.
Right.
And counselors, marriage counselors, tell us that the one problem that breaks up marriages more than anything else is the money problem. And I've seen a lot of people get well in their bodies and a lot of other things, good things happen when they solve their money problems. And so I began to minister to people in that regard. And my mantra is, for example, that I mention in every letter, good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, good fortune, and unlimited money. And I want you to receive these words as they go out, because these words are blessings, and these words will charge all of you for all of the blessings that we mention.
Yes, everybody says yes to that. We've got one of our ringtones with Reverend Ike saying it. How about everybody just say health, happiness, love, success,
health,
prosperity,
happiness,
and
money.
Money. Prosperity.
I can just see the money coming out of your mouths.
Oh, wow. So, Reverend Ike, what are the most important steps we can take towards having money consciousness?
I'll have to begin that by giving you the three levels of money. Now, level number three, I'm beginning backward, is the material level. And most people are on the material level of money, and some never think of money any higher than the material level, the coin of the realm, the finance, and so on. But that is really the lowest level of money, and I'm not knocking it. We need it on that level. And then level two is the psychic, psychological level of money, because money is also a psychic entity. This is why we need to learn to think right and believe right about money, because money is a psychic energy, and we should not ever insult money or say anything negative about money. Now let's go to the highest level of money. And this is where I want to help all of you rise to today. And the highest level of money is the spiritual level. It's that level where you come to the knowledge, where you know that I am money. Everybody say, I am
money.
To mute them all out just for a second, there's so many people on the call. That was awesome. How powerful was that with everybody saying that?
That was great. And that is the highest level of money. And so from now on, I want you to begin to deal with money from that highest level, and it will obtain on the other two levels, the psychic level and the material level. You'll even find money materializing in your hands and pockets and in your clothing and in various ways that intellectually you won't understand. And by the way, this teaching that I give is not just simply an intellectual exercise. It is an exercise in consciousness. And to specifically address the question that Michelle posed, this is what we have to do. We have to exercise our consciousness of money and of all good on the very highest level and realize that I am money. If you want to do a healing, start from the spiritual level. I am healing. I am whole. I am well. And you will discover that that will obtain on the psychic level as well as on the material and physical level. Now, for a subject, I'm using already, what is money? In various definitions, I'll use various definitions of money, and it may sound intellectually as if they are different, but they're really not. Now, here is a long-running definition of money, and I'll slow it down just a little bit in case there are those who are taking notes. Money is the love energy of believing and feeling that I am. See, whatever good you desire to be, to do, and to have on the material level, you must go to the spiritual level and possess it, claim it, affirm it. And that is what Jesus meant when he taught his disciples to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven. You see, that immediately projects us to our highest level, the level of the Father, the level of our spiritual origin, source, and supply of all God, good love. So again, money is the love energy of believing and feeling that I am. And let me insert here also, the Bible opens by describing to us how God the Almighty created the earth. It said that the earth was without form and void. And many times people feel that way, and a lot of them feel that way about money. Well, I don't have any money. And again, never say that you don't have money. You do. To rush ahead in a sense, Your self-image is really your money on the personal level, because whatever you believe yourself to be, you will manifest that. That's why on the spiritual level of money, we say, I am money. I am health. You see, because I am is God. And every time you use the term I am, you are really saying God. Every time you use the word the, T-H-E, you're really saying God. And we should never take the name of the Lord in vain, because that name of that nature reproduces whatever you feel, whatever you believe, whether it is so-called good, bad, or indifferent, on the psychic and on the material level. Now, the earth was without form and void, and that could represent our experience, where there seems to be a lack of what we desire, of the good that we desire. And listen what God did. It sounds so easy. It says, and God said. You see, every one of you have money in your mouth. Let us affirm, I am a big money mouth.
I am a big money mouth.
Okay. So, God said, let there be light, according to the King James Version. But esoterically, what God said was, I am light. And you will discover there in several of those verses that opens the Bible, where God said, let there be. But esoterically, what God said was, I am. And whatever God said, I am, became. And so it is the same with you. You have the power of creation in your mind, your consciousness, and in your mouth. And when you speak it, it begins to express. Now let me back up again and start the long money definition that I have for you. Money is the love energy of believing and feeling that I am. And one of my tapes is titled, Feeling Gets the Blessing. Feeling gets the blessing. And I'd like to play with words for a moment and say, feeling lets the blessing. Say that three times, everybody. Feeling something lets it come into manifestation on the material level as well as on the psychic level. And this addresses Michelle's question at the beginning also. What we need to learn to do is to meditate. That first psalm says that the blessed man or the blessed mind, the secret of the blessed man or the blessed mind or the prosperous mind is that he meditates on the law of the Lord day and night. And one of the techniques that you can use is just to simply sit quietly and on a daily basis and probably several times a day, if it's only 3 minutes or 5 minutes, and feel that you are already being, doing, and having the good that you desire. And you will discover that feeling lets the blessing. Now, money is the love energy, you see. The experts in physics, the physicists, tell us that everything is energy. That's true on the physical level. It is also true on the spiritual level, the metaphysical level. Money is the love energy. On Reverend Ike's tape, if you want to get them, on the back of that tape, feeling gets the blessing, is a statement from Reverend Ike. That's me. It says, I must begin with the basic, wholesome emotion of love for myself and everyone. See, love is the beginning point, really, of everything, because it clears away all of the hatred. It forgives self, and it forgives every self. And you are going to find out in this practice that there's a lot of stuff that you must let go of. And brings me to another tape titled, Get Your Butt Out of the Way.
I love that one.
Because you find out that what stops you many times is that you have a butt in the way. Well, I would like to do such and such a thing, but I would like to have a lot of money, but you have to get all those butts out of the way. Well, that tape deals with all of that. And let me start this definition again. As I said, reminding you that this is not just simply an intellectual exercise. It's an exercise in consciousness. Because, and remember this, write it down if you have something. Only consciousness is anything and everything. Only consciousness does anything and everything. Only consciousness has anything and everything. And so if you don't rise to this higher spiritual level in your relationship with money, you're really missing the big point. Money is the love energy of believing and feeling that I am, because whatever I believe and feel that I am with the love energy of my being, my mind, my consciousness is automatically purchased, obtained, and achieved in the marketplace of life on all levels.
Oh, my goodness. That is brilliant. The
so
way you say
things. You're always shopping.
Yes. Automatically
always
purchased.
Buying. And let me use that word again. Self-image. I think I introduced that a few moments ago. Self-image. Whatever your image of yourself is. Whatever you see yourself as, you automatically draw that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus put it this way, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, which I esoterically translate, whatever idea or image of yourself you lift up in your mind will draw all corresponding manifestations unto you. So there are things that we must do concerning money on the material level, but don't get hung up with money down on the material level. Go to the spiritual level and cultivate those feelings of I am money. Again, a verse of scripture. He who cultivates his mind shall have plenty of bread. If any of you have ever been down in the hood or heard some hood talk, you know what bread, who knows what bread is?
Oh, yeah, bread, yeah, absolutely.
What is bread?
Cash, dollar bills there.
Money.
Money.
And so you have to cultivate. This again addresses the question, what we must do in order to have money and to have more money, that Michelle asked. We must cultivate. Yes, he who cultivates his land, it says. The land representing your mind, your consciousness, your self-consciousness. You must cultivate the idea, the feeling, the vision of yourself being, doing, and having all the good that you desire. And this is the money that will buy it, purchase it, obtain it, achieve it in the marketplace of life. So one thing I trust will be a result for you of this call today is that from now on you are going to deal with money from a higher level, and you are going to be surprised in the intellect how it works. Now, money is the love energy of believing and feeling that I am, because whatever I believe and feel that I am, with the love energy of my being, my mind, my consciousness is automatically purchased, obtained, achieved in the marketplace of life on all levels. Spiritual, psychic, psychological, material, financial, and in the coin of every realm of those of you who are listening from around the world. Now, I said a few moments ago that I am is God. Whatever you add to I am, that's again your self-image, your consciousness, your belief, your feeling, whatever you add to I am, you become. And at every moment of night and day, whether you are awake or whether you are asleep, your I amness, your consciousness, your belief, your feeling is busy shopping in the marketplace of life. As a matter of fact, while you're asleep, you are more busy than you are while you're awake.
Yes.
This is why a good time to do the exercise is just before going to sleep.
Yes.
And never go to sleep feeling wrong or feeling bad. You quiet yourself. Read your books. By the way, Reverend Ike's got a book titled Health, Joy, and Prosperity for You. And you read those books. You listen to your tapes. You meditate, so that you go to sleep in a positive state of mind. Because a lot of the things and even the people that you meet during your waking life or your waking day, you meet them while you are asleep.
Yes.
Now, this will blow your mind, and I love to see people's faces when I tell them this. Do you know, you never meet anybody for the first time.
That is so true. It really is true.
You never meet anybody for the very first time. First of all, you meet them on the spiritual and psychic level of life. You meet them on the psychic level of life first. And so this is why the Jewish book of the law says, let not the sun go down on your wrath, because if you go to sleep angry or in a bad mood, while you're asleep, your subconscious self will go looking for people that are going to bring your anger back to you in your waking state.
Mm.
Now, so whatever you add to I am, by thinking, feeling, believing in your consciousness, you must become, it must come to you. It is the name and the nature of consciousness, of mind, of thought, to become whatever I believe and feel I am. So it's important that you begin this exercise of feeling that
now,
I am rich in every way. I am rich in every way. Everybody say that three times.
I am rich in every way.
Right. That is very important. And you notice I'm not just on the material level when I use the term rich or when I use the term money. This takes us all the way back to the spiritual level. I am rich in every way. And again, it deals with my mantra. I am rich in good health, healing, love, catch this now, success, prosperity, and unlimited money. I am rich in every way.
Can I wanted to speak about the feeling gets the blessing now, if that's okay, Reverend Ike?
Sure.
It's a 6-lesson course, and I'm telling you, everybody, the way the Reverend Ike has taken the story of Isaac's twins, Jacob and Isaiah, is just absolutely phenomenal. You really get the metaphysical, spiritual teaching of what these stories were all about, because all of you good mind science people that are on the call right now, you know, and you know that you know, but sometimes you've got to hear it again in the right way. And this 6-lesson course is absolutely phenomenal about feeling gets the blessing. How did you come to this? I mean, there's no one else that even has ever looked at this story in this way. They've always looked at Jacob in a negative way, but when you looked at, realize that every person in the story is who we are.
Yes, well, when I read these things, sometimes these ideas just jump out at me, and sometimes I'll be looking up a scripture for do a lesson with, and I'll read the story, and something else leaps out at me. Like one Sunday morning, I was looking for a scripture, and I read, and Jesus entered into a ship and passed over to the other side. And it just leapt right out at me that if we want to get out of one situation and get into another, we must enter into the ship of the feeling, of the belief that we're already there.
I know, I've listened to so many of your CDs, and I know that you feel your love so powerfully. There is nobody else that I've ever heard speak with, you know, it's like getting these, oh, I hope so, out of the ways. It's like this, I know so. And you truly do see the God in each person. And I know that's why when people have read your books and go through your CD programs, and anyone who's been blessed to hear you live, like we are all right now, really get that. You know this truth. And that is where it all comes from. And love is the highest vibration there is. Now, we have a lot of good people that come to us at Musivation, Reverend Ike, and they've got challenges in their life. So let's hear from you, the master of this. How can we all see the God, the good in each person and experience in our life when it does seem challenging?
Well, first of all, we must always begin with ourselves. Again, the big mistake that is made a lot of times is that people try to change everybody else.
Yeah, that's the funniest one, huh?
For example, every time, Reverend Ike says, I meet no one but me, is some aspect of myself, even the SOB. As a matter of fact, it came to me the other day that the people that I have the great difficulties with are really my facilitators that I am using to give me lessons, testings, and blessings of love. I'm using them. They are aspects of myself. They show me some stuff that's in me, again, that I don't recognize, that don't want to recognize. And that makes it easier to love.
That is so true. And I want to let everybody know about your book, The Science of Living, because it is the clearest step-by-step instructional book to really help people. And so many people on our call have been studying for years, but it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. We have to be reminded of this every day. And when I read this, I couldn't just read it through. I'd get into the chapter and it'd just be amazing. I mean, it is really the clearest step-by-step instructional book to help people really, really get it. So could you share some important things that are in your magical book, The Science of Living?
Yes. Chapter 14, for example, is titled, What is your financial psychology? And if you want a successful relationship with money and with your financial affairs, you have to get your money psychology straightened out. You have to be sure, for example, that you're not kicking money away from you. One of the ideas that people have that kicks money away from them, for example, is that, oh, money is so hard to get. Never say that. Again, Reverend Ike says, money has ears.
Yes.
And money will hear you. And this is where we deal with money on the psychic level. See, psychically, money have ears. And if you say money is hard to get, and I'm crossing that out as I do that, mind control people may be saying cancel, 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 that you don't have the idea. Again, another idea that kicks money away from people is having some kind of a feeling, belief, a suspicion that money is evil. All that will kick money away from you. It will give you trouble with money, even if you have it on the material level. And by the way, money trouble is not simply the lack of material money. Money trouble, a lot of people have money, but they have trouble having it. And the other day, somebody sent me a $10,000 tithe check. And I had it on the desk, and I said, well, I'm going to send this in to process it. And the thought said to me, oh, you know, this is just a lot of trouble. I said, no, money, I welcome you. You are no trouble to me. Money, I welcome you. You are no trouble to me. Say that three times, everybody.
You are no trouble to me.
You are my best buddy.
That was a wonderful minister who adores you, a very good friend of ours, Dr. Lawrence Bond, who just said that, Reverend Ike.
Uh-huh. And so you have to have a welcoming, positive, loving psychology toward money instead of being afraid that it's evil or that it will make you evil. I am the master of money, you see, on the material level. Money is not my master. Money is my loving and obedient servant on the material level. And as long as you keep it in that context of relationship, there's no problem. Michelle?
One of the other things I wanted to talk about was with feeling gets the blessing. I wanted just to go a little bit more into that, if that's okay, because people, we've got these wonderful calls that we do with our groups, and we're so blessed that you're here today, and we're always talking about, you know, every day doing something. I love what you always say, look good, feel good, and smell good, and how that makes such a difference to our consciousness and what we attract when we really, you know, it's like you say, if you see someone who has something that you want, bless them. If they've got a beautiful car and you don't have it, just don't, you know, how important it is to bless the banks when you go by them, because feeling does get the blessing.
Yes, and it is in this way that we cultivate the feeling of being, doing, and having the good that you desire. And that is extremely important. Who is it? Shakespeare in one of his plays says, if you assume a virtue, if you have it not. And the Bible says again, let the weak say, I am strong. And it follows that the poor say, I am rich. And I love that verse of scripture also, which says, God lifts the poor out of the dust and the beggar out of the dunghill to set him among princes, meaning those who think God's thoughts. And this is what we have to do. We have to think God's thoughts. Because frankly, our thought is God. God is thought, and the Lord is the law by which thought operates. And again, a lot of us tend to be intellectual. I tend to be intellectual too. And I catch myself intellectualizing a lot. That's why we have to meditate. Don't go intellectualizing. Feel yourself being, doing, and having the good that you desire. At the church in New York, I used to take people through the exercise of feeling, and they would close their eyes and sit on the stage of their imagination and say, now I see myself. And that's something else I wanted to say. You are always dealing with yourself. No matter who it is, no matter what it is, it's yourself. So don't go running around. Don't let your intellect of the conscious mind take you off on a wild goose chase about, well, I got to fix this, I got to fix that, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do the other. One thing is needful, and you will get your direction when you begin to feel that you are the one who is being, doing, and having the good that you desire. Michelle?
Amen. I want to let everybody know that it's really, really exciting that we now have this six-lesson course, Feeling Gets the Blessing. You can download it now so people from all over the world can get it immediately. And I'm just telling you, this has been since 1990 when I first heard you, Reverend Ike, on this tape. And I just wanted to, you're just absolutely amazing. And I just wanted to say again, thank you so much, not just for us today on this call, but for the millions of people that you have helped all over the world for so many years wake up to the God in them, to what this thing called life is really, really about. You rock. We love you.
And remember also the master of money. I love that.
Your Ten Commandments of Money is phenomenal.
Yes, that's based on the Ten Commandments of Money. And you see, that deals with the mode of listening. The first disciple that Jesus called, or the first discipline of the mind, was Saint Peter, Simon Peter, who represents listening. and he listened to Jesus, meaning God in us as us, until his faith, his belief, his feelings solidified into rock faith so that he could not be moved. So anyway, you exercise your listening faculty of mind and get that Master of Money tape. Thank you, Michelle. God bless you. God love you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Reverend Ike.
That was a rare interview with Reverend Ike, the secrets of manifesting money, the things was mine. I thought that was really powerful. And if anybody got any questions, comments, or concerns, you can *6 on the teleconference line. If you're in the blog talk, of course, you press the 1 and let me know that you want to come in. If it's on blog talk, press 1, teleconference. That was Reverend Ike. I love it. 3 levels of money. You get to learn that money has different levels. And our goal is to get to the spiritual level of money, not just the physical and the psychic level, but the spiritual level of money, remembering that everything is a reflection of us. Family, we are a reflection of each other. Yes, we are. All right. Any questions, comments, or concerns? All right, I'm going to take us out with Reverend Ike as well. This is called The Magic. And I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, family, not just dream, but live your God-sized dream. This is The Magic, Reverend Ike.
You know, having problems with money does not always mean that you lack money. A lot of people who have a lot of material money have a lot of problems with it. And, you know, that's the reason sometimes people will say, oh, no, I don't think I want a lot of money because I've seen people with a lot of money have a lot of problems with it. Well, I'll tell you, I'd rather have the problems of having money than the problems of not having it. You hear the old jingle, things go better with Coke, things go better with money, even trouble. Even trouble goes better with money. So don't knock money. You see, that's another thing. And this is why you need to get the Master of Money course, because it tells you things to say about money and things that you're never to say about money. By the way, I'm going to give you this word. Here is a terrible word that a lot of people, almost everybody, uses concerning money that you need to wash right out of your vocabulary. Are you ready for this one? Okay, put it on the board for me, Terry. Write it big. You are never, ever again to say this about money. You can write it right under there, right on the side somewhere. Never again say spend money. Spend means it's gone. I've gotten rid of it. I'm not going to see it anymore. Is that what I've been saying? Yes. When you say spend, as long as the thought is formed in your mind, spend money, you are dismissing money from you. You're saying, get out of here, money. Don't ever think that way again. Now, let's have some confession and absolution here. Yes, we do have confession here, but we don't let you come into a booth and do it. You get your sins forgiven right out before everybody. How many of you used to use the term spend money? Let's see your hand. Don't do that anymore. Shake your head and look at the next person and say, don't do that anymore. Whenever Jesus healed someone, he would say, now go and sin
no more.
See, don't sin against money anymore. Now let's get into, very briefly, the semantics of circulating money. And I'm even going to give you something to put in your checkbook, something to say whenever you use money, whenever you pay money, so that it'll come back to you. Now, that tells us what circulate means. To circulate means what? Return to point of origin. Say that with me. Circulate means return to point of origin. All of the money that I use returns to me multiplied in a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment, thank God. That's a part of what I say at the offering at my church in New York. Oh, by the way, you may use the term concerning money used, but I prefer circulate. You see, this way you've always got a hold of your money. It never gets away. It circulates. It goes over there and pays your light bill and comes back and brings more with it. Woo! Isn't that wonderful? Come on, stand up. We're going to talk to money right now. See, that's another thing, you know. Think of money as a psychic entity. Talk to it. Reverend Ike says that money has ears. Not only that, did you know that money is a woman? Somewhere in Reverend Ike's book, there's that old Irish proverb. And money swore an oath that nobody who did not love her would ever have her. So money is sensitive. It's sensitive to what you think. It's sensitive to what you say. You say, oh, my God, I'm spending my money. It says, bye, fool. And you know what they say about a fool and his money? Uh-huh. Okay. All right. We're going to find a way to apply this. Now listen. We're going to speak in other tongues about money. From this moment on, we're going to speak in other tongues about money. What are we never going to say again about money? Never. Ever. Okay, come on, let's make a declaration. Come on, you get your foot stomping here. Right here and right now. I cleanse my speech about money. I'll never again say that old dirty word about spending money. From this moment on, I will not spend my money. I circulate my money. The money that I pay my bills with. I circulate it. Whatever I do with money, I circulate it. And it returns to me multiplied. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Thank God. All right, give yourselves a hand for that.
That was the infamous Reverend Ike right here on the Love Journey. Hello, we're going to go out with Bill with us. Lovely day right here on the Love Journey.
I know it's gonna be a lovely